Something that goes ring. And it's no chance that he did a malacha the right trapping or picking it off a tree. But El Shahuba Michut Batkum, it was brought from out of the tchum. In the end, Yehuda li asmo yimutza afilu baba yom. If the goy for himself, then the Jew could even eat it that day. Why? Because the goy didn't do any malacha for him. Even though he was oive is the tchumim, but they weren't goys as it just was oive is the tchumim. Yeah. Umutza the tabla afilu misha hufa bishvilo. And as far as children are concerned, the one who's bought for can also move it around. Avalechol also boy. If he bought it for one individual, that individual cannot use this item because he gained something by the fact that the goy brought it for him. So he can't eat it, but it's not mukta because still other people could use it. So only for him is also, that is mukta. And for everybody else, they could move it around, they could even eat it, since it wasn't brought for them. If Reuven brings it, he brought two things for two people. He brought an apple for Reuven and a pear for Shimon. That was picked from before Shabbos. Now they have to switch with one another. That way they get the other one for it. They mount the lechila. You have to give to somebody else, give to sell to somebody else that was not brought for, then the person who was brought for can sell it or give it to somebody else. If an item is brought from chutz l'tchum for him, then we said he can sell it as long as he sells it for the amount he paid for it. To make profit off it, that's the mission verse that it's also. This is which we see that if somebody brought a chutzpah for an individual, it's also for him to use it. Which Reuven brings also, it's not only for him, but it's also for his family members or the guests that are eating on his table. They're all included in the ones that was done for. This was Menasam, the guy brought it for this person's entire family. If the guy brought something to a town, and the majority of the people in the town are Jews, then it's also for all of them because we assume that was for majority of the people in the town. If the majority of the town is goyim, then it's the other way around. If it's brought a chutzpah for the people of the town, then it's mutzah for the Jews. So what is the shir of the chidei shiyasa? If it's brought a chutzpah for an individual, he can't use it for the amount of time it would take for him to do it. So Mishra Ruth says that if the goy brought it and he was riding on a horse, then you have to make a chesed how much time it takes to bring it by horse. If you go from very far away, you only have to remove the amount of time of Shabbos that was necessary. Obviously, it took him 3 days. He wasn't using more than one day of Shabbos for it. So you have to deduct the days of Shabbos. I'm offering the Yisraelim, the Ein, Halayla, Olam, and Acheshman, Zafel Hansen, the Yerushim, and the Yisraelim. He says, when you count the amount of time it's needed to bring it from Chutz L'tchum, you start counting from the morning. Because general people don't, at least in those days, they would not deliver things at night. So you can't say, well, it took him an hour, wait an hour, and tonight. If at night you wouldn't have done it, then you're still regaining from the fact that he brought it to you on Shabbos. Once again, it's all dependent on if it's brought from a place where it's not normal to make that trip at night. It's normal to make a trip at night, so you can for yourself if you did a trip at night. Nice, and Mishavir says that even in places where the regulus is not to bring it at night, but if it was born in the day, you waste the amount of time it needs to bring it in the day, you can rely on Orleans and Fiends and use it at night after let's say, an hour or two. If you're doing it for itself, it's... But something brought the chutzpah tchum, since from the Rabbanan, it's permitted for other people to use it. The more lenient opinion, it says, that even the one who's brought for it is the only also for him to use it on Shabbos. But since it's only to upon him, and this opinion holds, you have to not have to wait at night for the amount of time it takes. Mr. Rula Maisa Passant, one should be machmir, like the first opinion. And surely, if he brought it more than 12 meals away, there's something to hold it to the right. Now, this guy brought you something that looks like we said that if you can't use it, other people can use it. They can eat it. Go to show you show the tassel, I'll see what's bigger than the Yehuda Atzmai. The person himself that was brought for, he can move it around. He just can't eat it. That was you let him move it around. The din is something that's you cannot carry more than talad amas. So therefore, even though we're saying it's mutter to move around the thing that's brought us from the chutz l'tchum, but you cannot move it more than 4 amas. But if there was a wall around the city or area around the neighborhood, the entire neighborhood is considered like talad amas, then he would be able to carried anywhere within the Eved. Solution table kev of the Tiva, the city has to be the wall around it that was made for dwelling purposes. Sam if Sarim Adam Kapam the Tiva, it says that the fortresses are generally not made for dwelling purposes, they're just made for protection. Regular house, a regular city is has a wall around the family is used to complement the dwelling, to make a better place to dwell.